That's not what my interests are, and you know it. Welcome to I Tell My Husband the News. I'm Shannon Ray Green, a journalist at USA Today. Each week, I catch my husband up on all the stories he may have missed. He doesn't really like to read or watch the news, so I'm pretty much his sole news source. It's a big responsibility. My husband, Dusty Terrell, is a local comedian in the Washington, D.C. area. Thanks for being here, Dusty.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
How are you doing today, Dusty?
Hey, Shannon. How was your weekend?
You know, it was fantastic. I got to go to the wedding of one of the audio producers who was on my team at work. Her wedding was beautiful.
That's fun. I did not go, but not because I wasn't invited, but because my parents were in town and we were working all weekend. So we were at home doing improvements, and it was hard work, Shannon. And again, you abandoned us, so...
You know, this has started a... hit a fever pitch, I think, because someone even tweeted at us. Yeah, at E-Cubed Photos said, "We are on Team Dusty. We just had the conversation about how Shannon Ray Green abandons you, LOL." So you've got people saying that I'm doing too much of this abandoning of you.
That's because it's true, Shannon. You are. They recognize it because it's true.
You know, I think that they should recognize that you went on a guy's trip and that you went on a Las Vegas trip and that you go on these long trips without me all the time. But we should have our own independent interests, don't you think?
Yeah, but it would just be nice if your interests weren't leaving me.
That's not what my interests are, and you know it.
Didn't we get another nice tweet?
We got a tweet from Find That Pod, which is an email newsletter that goes out to thousands of listeners to tell them what podcasts to listen to next. And they featured I Tell My Husband the News on the Find That Pod newsletter. So thank you all so much.
That's great.
Yeah.
You can always tweet us. I'm at Dusty Terrell.
And I'm at Shannon Ray Green.
We love 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. And you can email us at itellmyhusbandthenews@usatoday.com. And make sure you subscribe.
With 20 new moons, Saturn is the solar system's new moon king.
Show off.
This was written by my colleague Doyle Rice. He writes, "Forget Jupiter. Saturn is now the solar system's moon king. Astronomers announced today the discovery of 20 new moons in orbit around Saturn, giving the planet a total of 82 that tops Jupiter and its 79 moons. The International Astronomical Union's Minor Planet Center made the announcement today. The Carnegie Institution for Science's Scott Shepard, who led the discovery team, said 100 even tinier moons may be orbiting Saturn, still waiting to be found. Shepard said, quote, "Using some of the largest telescopes in the world, we are now completing the inventory of small moons around the giant planets. They play a crucial role in helping us determine how our solar system's planets formed and evolved," unquote. Each of the newly discovered moons is about 3 miles in diameter. 17 of them orbit the planet backwards or in a retrograde direction, meaning their movement is opposite of the planet's rotation around its axis. The other 3 moons orbit in the same direction as Saturn rotates. Shepard and his team used a telescope in Hawaii to spot Saturn's 20 new moons over the past few months. The moons don't have names yet, and scientists are asking for the public's help to name the objects. I feel like that's your cue, Dusty. You always like to try to name things. And, like, this time you can actually do it. You can click on this link in our story, and now you're not gonna? Now you're not interested?
I don't want to name. I don't want to click on links. I mean, if they could just listen to this podcast, then I'll give them some ideas, but...
That's ridiculous. But, well, then you're not going to get the chance to do it, and it seems like you've always wanted the chance to do it.
Their loss.
What are your great moon ideas?
I'm interested to hear the rest of the story, but I don't think they found any new moons. I think we're just, are we just counting each one of those like dust particles that surround, that make up its rings on Saturn? Oh, you got thousands of moons. That's just dust. What's a moon? I don't know. I don't like it.
Last year, Shepard discovered 12 new moons orbiting Jupiter, and Carnegie hosted an online contest to name five of them. Shepard said, quote, I was so thrilled with the amount of public engagement over the Jupiter moon naming contest that we decided to do another one to name these newly discovered Saturnian moons. This time, the moons must be named after giants from Norse, Gaelic, or Inuit mythology, unquote. Go to the Twitter page at Saturn Lunacy to submit your ideas for names. The contest opened today and closes in December.
It doesn't seem much like a user-submitted contest when it's a very finite amount of things you can choose from. It's not like you get to name one of them something cool like Dusty's bald spot or something like that. you have to pick from names.
I wish you could name it that.
Yeah.
It does reflect a lot of light, darling.
Honey.
Oh, you brought it up. You are my moon stars.
82 is really showing off. I mean, we've got one, Shannon. Earth needs to step up its moon game. I don't know how you get more moons, though. I mean, I guess we could just try to break the one we have now in half, and then we only have two.
What? Hey.
Can we count all the, like, satellites that orbit the Earth? Those are kind of moons.
We have a lot of space junk, but I don't think you can call space junk orbiting our world a moon. Hey, America, stop pre-washing your dishes.
Done. Next story.
Save yourself from dishpan hands. Put your dishwasher to work. This was written by my colleague Keith Berry. He writes, if you rinse dishes before you wash them, you're not just wasting water. You're wasting your time. Modern dishwashers do such a good job that pre-washing is totally unnecessary. Do you pre-wash, Dusty?
Oh, no.
No, 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 no.
No, I'm much too lazy for that.
I always like to rinse them. Like, I like to run them under water. Do you do that?
If there's, like, big chunks on it, I will scatter it into the trash can. But, no, there's no pre-rinsing. No.
And that isn't just a line that big dishwashers been feeding us. At Reviewed.com...
That is what I was worried about, is that this was written by a big dishwasher. Because they're just like, oh, don't worry about it. They can handle it. And then, boom, it breaks. You got to buy another one.
Yeah, I don't know if I explained that this story was written by Reviewed.com, which is part of the USA Today network. At Reviewed.com, we've tested hundreds of dishwashers, and even the worst of them weren't bad enough to require routine pre-washing. When we test a dishwasher, we bake some disgusting stains onto plates and then let them sit. From eggs and milk to baked-on pasta sauce, the dishes we test with are dirtier than anything you'd ever have in your home. We don't pre-wash them, and nearly all our dishes come out clean. Only the filthiest of them leave stains behind. If we'd done any scraping at all, they'd likely have come out clean too. Still not convinced? Well, consider the environment. Even though modern dishwashers use barely any water, most normal wash cycles use less than 5 gallons. They also do a tremendously good job cleaning dishes. Kitchen faucets tend to output between 1.5 and 2.2 gallons per minute, and older faucets flow may be as high as 7 gallons per minute. So if you're spending more than a minute rinsing your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, you're likely doubling how much water the cleaning process uses. If you're worried that your dirty dishes might start to smell, don't wait until the dishwasher is full to run a cycle. It'll use less water washing a half load than it would take you to pre-wash your dishes before loading them. And if it turns out that some specks of food are left behind on a dish, you can always put it back in the dishwasher for another round. Even another wash cycle would still be less wasteful than pre-washing every dish. Pre-washing is a hard habit to break. Trust me, I know. But together, we can put an end to this water-wasting superstition.
Shannon, whenever you're looking for articles to read to me, feel free to pick ones that mean I have to do less work. It's hard to say less work, though, really, because I wasn't pre-washing anyway. But again, just like last week, it's nice to know that that the way I'm doing things is the right way to do things.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up the toilet paper story that we did from Reviewed.com last week. So the editor-in-chief of Reviewed.com was in the office today, and I was telling him about the toilet paper story, and I was saying that you felt so validated because it was over the top. And he said, no, wrong. And I said, what? And he said that he prefers pulling from under. And I was just like, why? I didn't see any reasons in the story. And he said, it's more aesthetically pleasing to look at.
It is not. And he's wrong.
It's funny to me because I get what he's saying, that it just looks like all one thing. And then it just like it just looks a little bit better. But the fact that it's not as hygienic or that it's not as easy to pull off.
I don't think it looks better. But I think also, it looks better the other way.
Really? Yeah. Well, I think it's funny because the...
You could fold little designs into it if you like
that's
it
right.
better.
That's right. But I think it's funny that anyone's like, you know, this toilet paper should be more aesthetically pleasing. Like, who's looking at toilet paper and being like, this toilet paper could look better? It's toilet paper. It's just, it exists for a function, not for... like a great look, you know?
I don't think anybody's looked away from their phone in the last 10 years when going to the bathroom, so.
And last today, we've got the lightning fast headline roundup. Does Dusty care about these stories in the slightest? Here we go. Rare albino lion twin cubs born.
Can I have them?
Why square waves form in the ocean.
Because it looks awesome.
How much are kids making in allowance these days?
Probably more than I'm making in salary.
What? No, that's not true.
Kids these days.
Oh, man. NFL lineman breaks arm, plays through rest of game.
Tell you, everybody on my fantasy football team seems like they play all their games with broken limbs.
An e-reader for kids. Meet Amazon's new Kindle.
No one needs that.
You may be doing screen time limits all wrong.
Yeah, by setting them.
Hard drives or cloud data storage? What's best?
I don't know, but I don't trust this cloud.
Microsoft's new Surface gives clues to the future of tech.
What's the clue? Directions to the Apple Store? Burn.
Six Flags Fright Fest thrills this Halloween.
You know what the scariest part of Six Flags is, Shannon?
What? What?
Waiting in all those lines. No, thank you.
McDonald's McRib is back for a limited time.
I don't know if I've ever had a McRib, but I don't think I want one. Next week on I Tell My Husband the News. Well, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. That's why it's called the news.
I Tell My Husband the News is part of the USA Today podcast network. New episodes come out every Monday. If you want to check out other podcasts from all across the USA Today network, just go to podcasts.usatoday.com or find them wherever you listen to podcasts, like Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.